Hi, I am Jacqueline Steele, and welcome to Self-Discovery. Howard Thurman so beautifully wrote, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Coming alive. That, my friends, is what self-discovery is all about.
Wear that mask before.
All right, friends, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 113 of Self-Discovery. It is on my list of to-dos to transfer everything over into self-worth. We just got back from a trip to Colorado. Roman, it was his first road trip. He did such a good job. I went with my husband and we met up with my dad and his wife and my aunt and uncle and we skied. My dad got to meet my son for the first time and it was such a wonderful trip. Now I'm back home. I am exhausted. I feel like the last couple of months are catching up to me, but it's a non-negotiable for me to show up and be here with you. I feel like this content that I'm sharing is really important. So here I am. My son is sleeping in the next room. Pippin, my sweet little Yorkie, is back in her rightful place on my lap. I have a white gardenia and nectar candle burning. I have my loose leaf tea in a cool clay black mug. And I'm ready to roll. Today's episode, episode 113, is about styling your space with intention, even if you're on a tight budget. In the interest of time, I want to refer you to episodes 111 and 112 that lay the foundation for why your surroundings, the space you live in, why they're such an important aspect of your self-worth. In both those episodes, I chat about how our space deeply affects how we feel on the inside, and that contributes to our self-worth. For instance, just as a quick example, think about how you feel when your bathroom is dirty versus when it's clean, or when you have bedding on your bed that was handed down to you versus bedding in colors you love in a style that brings you joy in a texture that you also just really feel yummy in. These details matter, and they make a big difference in how we feel and operate in our lives. Which brings me, my friends, to your space. If you hear a little bit of snoring in the background, it's my dog, Pippin. I know as a podcaster, I probably should put her down or put her in another room, but I am just such a sucker for all the heartbeats in my home and they kind of rule the roost. So going back to your space, I want you to think about it for a second. Do you like where you live? Does it feel reflective of the person you are or the person you want to be? Is it expressive? Is it intentional? How does it make you feel? Anxious or relaxed? Frustrated or inspired? Our homes are a reflection of us, and our feelings are often reflected in our homes. This is a symbiotic relationship at play here. Do you know what I'm saying? I hope you do. I hope you're following. So when it comes to self-worth and healing and elevating it, I would be remiss if I didn't address our surroundings. I have not talked about this whole lot on the podcast yet, but I'm also an interior designer. I do not have formal training, but I used to work for a published interior designer in Atlanta, and my husband and I have been flipping houses the last couple of years. I also love creating beauty. If you've been following me for any length of time, that's probably pretty evident in the content that I share. Before I ever had a house of my own, I loved experimenting in my childhood bedroom, then my college dorm room, and then my apartment. I've tried so many different colors and styles. Some of them were ahead of their time, and some of them I look back at and I just, oh, you guys, I cringe. Like the time I took a swath of bright red fabric and nailed it to the wall, or my all beige bed. Literally all beige. It was so boring. Yikes. But I've also had some pretty major design wins, like when we sold our house for six figures more than we paid for it, and the buyers wanted almost all of our furniture too. Or a flip we did at the end of last year that had multiple offers in the first week. Or the recent Airbnb I designed for a client that has been steadily booked since she put it online. I love design. And I love designing spaces that are reflective of the people who live in them. That's part of the fun. That's part of the challenge. With that in mind, and with the experience that I do have, I wanted to share a few tips for creating spaces with intention, meaning spaces that feel reflective of you, even if you are on a tight budget. For those of you who are on a tight budget, I totally get it. I've been there time and time again. And I want to say it's still important for you to create a space that feels reflective of you, because it will make you feel so different and so elevated. This episode of Self-Discovery is supported by Living Libations. I was turned on to this company after my Hashimoto's diagnosis. I've always, always loved clean beauty products, but Living Libations is clean on another level. I'll explain a little bit about why. Their primary ingredients are plant oils, and plant oils are botanical miracles. When oils are skillfully combined, the mosaic effect of thousands of plant compounds burst forth with an intelligence and a life force that defines every single Living Libations creation. This not only makes their products extremely effective, and I can attest to that because the first night I started using them, I noticed a difference the next morning. One freaking night. But it also makes these products smell amazing, like heaven. In addition, Living Libations products are cruelty-free. They're fair trade, and almost all the products are raw, gluten-free, and vegan. I cannot say enough about this incredible company. I have so many of their products. I have their Best Skin Ever Cleansing Oil and Sea Buckthorn. I have their Rose Renewal Serum. Oh, it's heaven. I have their Soothsayer Serum. If you feel like your skin is aging, this is a perfect serum for you, the Soothsayer Serum. I have their Happy Gumdrops for healthy teeth. I have their shampoo and conditioner. I have their frankincense toothpaste. I have their deodorant. I have their love butter. I could go on and on and on about all of the products that I have from them. And I am mindfully switching out all of my old products in exchange for Living Libations products because of the efficacy of their products, the mission behind them, and the way that the company is run, their commitment to diversity and environmental protection. Anyway, all that to say, this is a company that I absolutely believe in and want to continue to support. If you are feeling at all overwhelmed by all of their high quality offerings, like I was in the beginning, I recommend starting with the Best Skin Ever in Sea Buckthorn. It smells amazing and you can cleanse and moisturize with it. Visit livinglibations.com and use code Jacqueline12 for 12% off your purchase. Livinglibations.com and Jacqueline12 for 12% off your purchase. Links are in the show notes. And now, back to the episode. So here it goes. I think there are about 8 tips, but here's number 1. In the room you want to upgrade, decide what you want to keep and what can go. A great question to ask yourself here is directly from the master Marie Kondo. Does this item spark joy? And if it doesn't, and it doesn't serve a purpose, it doesn't deserve a place in your space. I am on the verge of going through my home again and asking myself these questions. It's amazing how quickly we acquire stuff. After we sold our house and most of our belongings in 2020 so we could do the RV thing, I committed to only buying things that brought me joy. So when we moved into our home in Scottsdale, I've only purchased stuff that I love. But still, it needs to be gone through, and there's still stuff that I can get rid of. Another cool thing, an aspect of starting over and moving into this house in Scottsdale, is that I've been able to recycle so many items. A bunch of our furniture happens to be secondhand or vintage or bargain finds on Facebook. And it's amazing how different my home feels. It's full of things that bring me joy. And I cannot tell you how many people have entered our home and told us how good it feels to be inside of here. You know, with all of the vintage and the secondhand finds mixed with newer pieces, it feels storied, it feels warm, it feels welcoming. And because I'm aware that I continue to acquire things and then I am getting rid of them as they no longer bring joy, I feel like it also creates this energy in the house of clean, airy, high vibe. Does that make sense? Okay. Anyway, tip number two is to consider paint. Paint is cheap. It can go on your walls. It can go on your furniture. It can upgrade a beat up dresser into something you love. Do you want peaceful? Choose white or a neutral. Do you want daring? Go bold. What about energetic? Go bright. You can make a room reflective of how you want to feel with color. Personally, I'm very much a neutral kind of gal. I have so much happening in my brain at any given moment that I prefer white or neutral colored walls and neutral colored accoutrement, furniture, blankets, etc. Though I have been known to do bold feature walls in the past. My son's room has a beautiful mossy green wall. I've done black chalkboard walls. I did a pink wall in an office once. But for spaces that I dwell in, like really spend most of my time in, I like them to be neutral and soft and light. Tip number three, consider lighting. Overhead lighting is usually harsh. So if you want to create ambiance, get a lamp. I use salt lamps and diffusers with light all over my house. I also have a $15 salt lamp in my bathroom, so I don't have to use any harsh overhead lights when I'm getting ready for bed. I don't want to be disrupting my circadian rhythm. I don't want to be amplifying the energy going into my body at night. I want it to be soft. I want it to be ambient. That's why I love salt lamps. Secondhand stores, Target, and Facebook Marketplace are great sources for lighting. Amazon also has a plethora of salt lamps that are very affordable. I'll link at least one in the show notes. All right, number four in my tips of how to style your space with intention, consider texture. Do you like faux furs, shag rugs, minimalist leather, wood, metal, acrylic pieces, pottery? Texture in space is amazing. I love, love, love playing with texture. I have a bunch of shag rugs, some of which I have layered. I love layering rugs too. I also love natural elements like stone and rough wood and soft, worn leather. Texture in a space gives it warmth and nuance and story. West Elm and Pottery Barn have amazing faux fur blankets. You can get a shag or a jute rug pretty much anywhere, including Facebook Marketplace. And I have two awesome secondhand CB2 leather chairs that I got on Facebook Marketplace for a steal. I also have a wood ladder that I use to hang blankets from a vintage market in Phoenix. My rule of thumb here is, guys, there are no rules. When something gives you that feeling of joy, that's the thing for you. My favorite spaces are always spaces that feel reflective of their owners. Number 5, consider patterns. You can mix and match patterns as long as they are in the same color palette. Personally, I don't like a lot of patterns or colors because, like I mentioned, my mind is busy and I like my space to feel pretty still and calm. That's why I love textures. But if you love colors and patterns, you can mix and match all you want as long as the color palette is the same. Number 6, and maybe this should be number 1, but number 6, design a room around one piece. I learned this when I worked for an interior designer in Atlanta. Choose a piece of art or a rug or a vase that you love and design the room around that. What colors does that piece have? What era does it represent? This is a great way to start when you don't know where to start. I did this in an office I designed a few years ago. I bought this really cool West Elm Killam rug, and it was pink and blue. And so I did a feature wall, the same shade of pink as the rug, and I found artwork that also incorporated the same colors in the rug as well. So if you're feeling like, I don't know where to start, I don't have money to hire an interior designer, etc., find one piece, a piece of artwork, a rug, like I said, a vase, you know, something that brings you joy, and design around that piece and incorporate those same colors. Today's episode of Self-Discovery with Jacqueline Steele is supported by Ritual. Ritual creates, in my opinion, the best vitamins on the planet. They're traceable, meaning every ingredient is transparently traceable to where it was grown and harvested. They're non-GMO, third-party tested, vegan, and they contain no artificial flavors or synthetic fillers. So guys, did you know that a lot of over-the-counter vitamins have fillers and synthetic dyes, like dyes that make your urine yellow so you think the vitamin is actually working? When I found this out, I literally wanted to vom. Anyway, back to the awesomeness of Ritual that doesn't do that to you. They have multivitamins for women, including prenatal and postnatal, multivitamins for men, and a multi for children. Every ad in this podcast is hand-chosen by me. Every single one. I reach out to these companies personally based on my experience with their products. With Ritual, that is the absolute truth as well. I have been taking their vitamins for about 3 years. And prior to finding Ritual, I tried many multivitamins, all of which, and I don't know those of you can relate to me here, but I know there are some of you, but all of which made me nauseous and sometimes vomit, especially if I didn't take them with food. Ritual is literally, guys, the only vitamin I have ever been able to take on an empty stomach and then not vomited afterwards. I have no nausea, no ill symptoms whatsoever, even after taking it on an empty stomach. In addition, I can speak to their efficacy. Since being diagnosed with Hashimoto's, I've had numerous blood tests, and normally people in my position have low vitamin B12, and my blood tests have shown that my B12 levels are healthy. Yay! My husband also takes the men's multi. We have been so happy with Ritual, especially since the emergence of COVID. Our health is a priority and such an immense gift all the time, but especially during this time. For 10% off your first 3 months, go to ritual.com or click the link below and use code Jacqueline Steele. Again, 10% off your first 3 months, go to ritual.com and use the code Jacqueline Steele, all one word, and have your amazing Ritual vitamins delivered right to your door. All the details and links are in the show notes below. Number 7, speaking of artwork, If you can't find something you love in your budget, make it. My mom recently got rid of a piece of art that she no longer wanted, and it's this huge canvas. And I didn't really like the art on it either. It was a little like early 2000s for me, but I loved the scale of the piece. It's this huge canvas. So I spray painted it white. It took several coats, and then I bought some paint in the colors I already have in my house, and I'm going to do some abstract stuff on it that will be totally unique to my home for a cost of like 20 or 30 bucks. And because it's a piece that already had paint on it, it has all this awesome texture to begin with. I've also created a lot of digital art in my home that I've printed at FedEx. I did a reel that features that art, and I'm going to do some vignettes as well. But it's so easy. I've printed quotes that inspire me, sayings I love. You can buy digital prints on Etsy and have them printed for a few bucks at FedEx too, and then get a nice frame at Michael's. And Michael's like pretty much always has some kind of sale going on. I did almost an entire gallery wall this way. I have some custom art I commissioned of my dogs, and then a picture of Sam and me, and then a Johnny Cash letter from Etsy, a tiger, some cool abstract hands, some quotes I made, etc., all in my dining room. I have done multiple gallery walls. I have one in my son's room with framed letters from his grandparents and Sam and I above his crib. Gallery walls are so much fun. Artwork does not have to be expensive. What I would say when you are designing a gallery wall is think about how you want that gallery wall to feel. What I mean is, if you like a lot of color in your home, it doesn't matter if they are mixed and matched colors. If you want the gallery wall to be more subdued and peaceful and neutral, I would say choose black and white. I have done both versions of this, and I tend to just prefer black and white. So black and white photos, black and white quotes. You get the idea. I have done gallery walls with a lot of color, and while they are beautiful, they are also more energetic, and I just like more subdued space. Okay, number 8. We're getting closer to the end. I think I have 2 more tips for you. Number 8, mix high and low. This is super important. Great spaces, and I alluded to it earlier too, but great spaces feel like they have a story. You cannot get that story if everything you have is brand new and crisp and shiny. From my son's nursery, this is just an example, I chose a color palette. Then I bought this vintage Turkish shag rug in that color palette. Then I bought this black leather vintage Norwegian rocking chair in a gold crib off of Facebook Marketplace in a beautiful mid-century modern style dresser from Crate and Barrel. I also found an old metal locker in that color palette off of Facebook Marketplace that I use to store diapers and wipes and things I want out of sight. Then, like I said in the last tip, I asked his grandparents to handwrite him letters, and I framed those. And I also framed an old black and white Bruce Springsteen poster I bought when I was 16 and hung it above his changing table. I also made a digital piece of art with his name on it and printed it at FedEx and then framed it at Michael's. So guys, I'm taking my own advice. You get the idea. His room, it's layered, it's storied, it's an old vintage rug, but this new mid-century modern dresser. Some of it is super, super old. Some of it is super, super new, but it's all intentional. It's all in the same color palette, and you feel it when you walk into his room. It feels like a space you want to hang out in. I also have not put these up yet, but this is a really fun, quick way to change up the lighting or create some visual interest in a room, get paper lanterns. I bought, like, I think they were a pack of 15 white paper lanterns, and I am going to hang them in a cluster that's going to look kind of like a cloud in his room as well. And I bought those off of Amazon. All right. Number 9, get creative. You don't have to buy anything if you don't want to, and if it's not in your budget. Maybe your space just needs to be rearranged to feel fresh again. Maybe all you need to do is print some photos off of your Instagram profile and sticky tack them to the wall. I've done this in my house in Athens. I went through a bunch of magazines, clipped out all kinds of quotes and photos and people that inspired me, and created a whole gallery wall that looked like wallpaper on one of the walls in my bedroom. And it was the first thing I saw when I woke up and the first thing I saw before I went to bed. Also, think about this. Maybe that chair you hate would look awesome with a coat of paint, or if it were in a different fabric. And maybe that black wall could be filled with quotes you love that you hand write. You get the idea. You can work with what you already have and make it your own. There are no real rules here, as long as you are injecting joy into your space with pieces and things you love. I promise if you do this, it will radically change the vibe of your home and the vibe in your